praise and praise God. Kingdom of God has come.
Friends and viewers, we welcome you to the special edition of our annual anniversary. What you are about to watch in this episode is the celebration of the birth of the Holy Throne of God upon the earth. This is intended for the transformation of the whole earth. Please take note. What you are about to watch is the repeat broadcast of the anniversary held in May 2014. Please stay tuned for the abundant blessing following. A thank you for watching.
Proclaim ye to the world, children of God, the kingdom of God has come. Children of God, the kingdom of God is here. Proclaim ye to the world.
One more time, can you hear you singing it?
Proclaim ye to the world.
Say it in north and south.
Proclaim ye to the world.
Kingdom of God.
Throne of God, the kingdom of God has come.
Hallelujah, we are saying.
Throne of God, the kingdom of God is here. Proclaim ye to the world.
God is doing a new thing. A new thing in the world. God is doing a new thing, a new thing in our world. God is doing a new thing in the world. Proclaim, yeah.
Say it to the world.
Everybody proclaim.
Proclaim it to the world.
Please sit back and watch the sign and the authentic proof of the descended throne upon the earth. God bless
you. A unique full-circle rainbow sign appeared in the sky of heaven, depicting the birth of the new age of the promised Comforter, a reminiscence of the Star of Bethlehem, which appeared in the east at the instant of the birth of Christ, the world's Savior. In shocking astonishment, all were gazing unto the skies of heaven.
Very beautiful.
Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah. The kingdom of God has come on earth. Oh, loot on land. Is the anointed king of kingdom of heaven.
The good news about the throne of God and of the Lamb on earth is essentially the good news about the promised kingdom of heaven being established on earth in our own time and age.
By the express direction of Christ, and God revealed to me in the course of our worship on Sunday that he was going to make manifest a rainbow, but I was not expecting a full-circled rainbow, except the natural and the conventional rainbow, which was made manifest in the days of Noah. So I had a premonition. God informed me. Because God will always give enough appraisal of his future intention to his people. But I was not expecting a rainbow. But I even thought it was just a vision, something that will have to come the far distant future. But eventually it happened. So this full rainbow is the greatest event in manifest creation. Full circle rainbow. It's essentially the throne of God in heaven. And the light, powerful light in the middle of that full circle rainbow is Christ himself. It symbolizes Christ himself seated upon the throne of glory. governing the universe. So by this full circle rainbow, God is announcing to the world that a new age has commenced. And that the reign of God, as prophesied in the Bible, has truly commenced. That is the essence of this full rainbow, to announce to the whole world that God has set up his throne over the whole earth to govern the earth and essentially to defeat evil and to subdue the prince of carnal life, which is Satan the devil. The full rainbow, circle rainbow, further illustrates to us the commencement of the millennial reign of Christ Jesus. The 1,000 years reign has commenced on earth. And the 2,000 years prayer of the church is fulfilled.
We are here today to celebrate just one great event. This great event is the throne of God, now established on earth in our own time and age. We are here to celebrate the greatest event in human history, the establishment of the throne of the Most High God upon the soil of Nigeria. As I'm speaking now, the world today, we all need divine intervention, which goes beyond all these religious practices. God has done a lot for us. I want to say, for the past 6,000 years, God has set up religions. He has sent Moses, he sent Jesus Christ, he sent the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And all they have done was to establish for us our religious practices. And you know, all these religions have not helped to unite us. All these religions have not helped us to get nearer to God, because we have not known God because of religious practices. And this is why God is coming with something greater, goes beyond religious practice. He's coming down with his own throne to intervene and to rule, to harmonize all the human race. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I want to tell you something unknown to many. Do you know that the whole human race is under the domination of Lucifer? Now, let us ask ourselves, why are these catalog of problems in our world? The whole world is not lying in the embrace of Lucifer the devil. And I dwell upon the earth and worship him. Those days are not written in the book of life. Those that fail to believe the sign of God which we are showing you today, as I have taken you to heaven, you have seen the throne of God and the full circle rainbow, an authentic evidence that God has set up his throne now. These are what Jesus Christ summed up and called beginning of sorrow. All these tragedies and calamities have just commenced. Shows that worse things are yet to come. We have seen nothing. Now, this is the situation is such that no prayer can move Satan the devil. We have seen the throne has set up now. No military force can overthrow Satan the devil. That's why we are talking about the establishment of God's throne. The throne of God on earth is the fullness of the power of God on earth. The same power that hosted that dragon from heaven. That same power must be established on earth to cast him out. You see? That's what we are talking about. This is not an issue of, well, I want a foot of the room, I want success in my business. Okay. But God is tackling the problem facing humanity. The great thing that we have come out to divulge to you. Throne versus throne. The Bible says, the throne of iniquity has no fellowship with the throne of God. And the God is what God has set up for me. The picture of the throne of God on earth. I've been preaching the resurrection of Christ Jesus, the 2,000 years message. That was the salvation from sin. But what we are talking about now is salvation and deliverance from the power, the enormous power of evil of Satan, the devil, in the world today. Now the world, the heaven, which we have all rejected, we are thinking about, let us meet together. For the past 100 years that this nation has, you know, come into existence, I mean, as a nation, sovereign nation, this is what we have been doing. Every meetings, confabs, election. And these are all that have brought us to this point, the situation in which we are now. We have to look out for something new. Now we are not wise to look unto heaven. Some 2,000 years ago, when God said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him may not perish. So at this end time, God is saying, God so loved the world. He has established his throne on earth, that whosoever comes and abide there will be saved. From the onslaught of Satan, the devil. You know it is the devil, the kingdom of Satan that is at war. Like I said, that is until thou knowest that the Most High God ruleth in the kingdom of men. I want you all to know that it is Most High God that ruleth in the kingdom of men. The process by which you can turn to this God is to accept this glorious, the glorious light of the message of the establishment of the kingdom. Well, like I've said earlier, in past ages, God sent Moses, God sent Jesus, the unique soul. God also sent Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They have all established religious practices for all. I'm not here to condemn religion. I want you to know that you need something much greater. But glorious. Otherwise, we die. Who is allowed to perish just overnight? There's no one stopping the devil, right? All these things that these great religious leaders have set down for us have not helped to unite us. They have not even made us to become nearer to God. They have not made us to know God. We are very religious. We are very religious. We go to prayer, we go to our wind. Do we really know God? In order for man to come to the true knowledge of God, he has brought down his throne. He's making it, he's making manifest of this, confirming this new thing that is done by the manifest throne, I mean, rainbow in the sky. Well, for God to bring about a positive change, then we must do a new thing. Yes, it has been the agenda of God to send a supernaturally endowed messenger to the people of this generation. Designated another comforter. By which God will comfort and protect countless generations of suffering believers in God, whether Jew or Christian or Muslims or Ifan worshippers or traditional worshippers. You see, we are not dividing God. God is one. This throne is to harmonize all the human race. Now, I want to move a bit further. Talk about all these divisive institutions we have all around us. There are some school of thoughts that are suggesting that, well, let Christians go into politics so that our Muslim brothers will not continue to rule over us. This school of thoughts wants to be reminded that the nation is a makeup of Christians and Muslims. We have the Ifa, we have traditional worshippers. Let us stop all those divisive institutions. You don't have to talk that way. How can't a Muslim Christian that we take all this into politics? All this is intended to divide us the more. Now, let me tell you plainly today as another comforter. I say to you that God is not a Jew. God is not a Christian. God is not a Muslim. But God is God of the universe. God is God of the universe. That's why he has given me his name, which expresses his universal essence. As representative of Christ Jesus, God has given a name which is unlimited existence. As God of universe, who sends his rainfall and sunshine upon all alive, God does not discriminate. God is one God. Say that with me. God is one God. I want you to speak like you mean it. Our God is one God. Our God is one God. He's a God that is gracious, is merciful unto all creatures. whether you're a Muslim or Christian, the sun is so full upon you. Now, he does not send a special rainfall to the Christians apart and neglect the Muslims or if I'm priests or I don't worship them. Even all this Boko Haram, God says that it's rainfall upon them. God is not condemning. Listen to me. God is not condemning Boko Haram. He knows how to condemn them. Just simply stop his rainfall upon them. You see, they die of hunger. But God manifests his loving kindness upon all people. I'm saying this because of this Muslim Christian, what I would call parochialism, narrow-mindedness. Yes. All right. Why then do we hate ourselves? If God is not giving the Christians sojourn for sunshine, neglect the Muslims or the other worshippers, if God is not discriminating, why? What the court classes are about to destroy one another. Even in churches, there's infighting. One person casting aspersion on another. I think we have to go beyond and move out from this mediocrity of religious party. Why do we kill ourselves? In the name of Yahweh, of Jesus, in the name of Allah. Why? And now I appeal to all son and sundry to bury your hypocrisy. Let us set aside religious practice. Like you are sitting down now, I want you to take a knife or blade and cut just a small portion of your arm. What do you call him there? That Muslim. If you cut his skin, what would be there? But I don't worship. What would come out of his skin? This is what unites us. So let God with you. It is not religion that joins us. We are all of one blood relation. This is the truth you want to receive today. That white man, his profession is white, but his blood is not white. If you size the blood of a white man, what do you call him? Now, do you know if a black man is dying either of an accident, victim, and he has need of blood, that white man's blood, if it is of the same apple, the same group, do you know the white man can transfuse his blood to resuscitate the life of that black man? The same thing with the Christian or the Muslim. In all the blood bank, they pile up blood from Muslim and Christians. They apply all this to resuscitate life. I've given to you that we are all of one blood relation. So we are more united by the power of our blood than our religion. Don't allow religion to destroy this nation. Now quickly, I want to move to the divine revelation about our nation, Nigeria. English ladies and gentlemen, our joy and comfort has come. As I'm speaking, I have received a divine message for our comfort in this nation. In the course of our annual end of the year Thanksgiving worship, God revealed to me that it is not disintegration or breaking up the nation into parts that will bring peace and comfort unto this nation. God has said to me, for this nation to ever experience comfort and peace, the name Nigeria has to be changed. God says you have to change this name. God has said to me that suffering is embedded in the name Nigeria. That is the problem we have in this country since 1914, when these colonialists gave us the name. It is the name that is the product of evil spirit. So people are holding comfort, giving money and all that. These are human beings. The activities of the brain. It's good to hold comfort, to hold elections. We have been holding elections and upon elections. We have had many to do all that, but they have not brought a change we need. Now God is now intervening to the matter of this country. So the suffering already embedded in the name of Nigeria. We are saying we don't have to cast blames on those who govern us. Our problem in this country is in the name. I'm speaking as another comforter sent to this generation. The full circle rainbow, God is making manifest in most countries. Recently, even in Abuja here, we have some newspapers carrying that sign. And the meaning of that sign is what I have been explaining to you. It means that God has established his throne now. And God gives a reason for the change of this name. Because I, the Lord God, have established the glory of my throne upon this soil. This throne of glory we talk about is not established in America or in Spain, as great and mighty as they are, but on the soil of black Africa. We praise God has shifted this base of oppression to the black African, to lift us from the abysmal depth of idolatry and all this sort of things that we are doing in Africa. God wants to civilize us, He wants to remember us, He wants to change our destiny. Because I, the Lord, have set my throne upon the soil of this country for the realization of immortal comfort and for a change from evil destiny. I stop here. May God comfort and comfort us. I thank you for giving me your attention. God bless in Jesus' name.